Many people believe things from anecdotes, in which there is only one case instead of a large number of cases. There are stories of different kinds of influences, things that happen to people, and they all remember, and how do you explain that, they say. I can remember things in my life, too, and I give two examples of most remarkable experiences. The first was when I was in a fraternity at MIT. I was upstairs typewriting a theme on something about philosophy. And I was completely engrossed, not thinking of anything but the theme, when all of a sudden, in a most mysterious fashion, there swept through my mind the idea, my grandmother has died. Now, of course, I exaggerate slightly, as you should in all such stories. I just sort of half got the idea for a minute. It wasn't something strong, but I exaggerate slightly. That's important. Immediately after that, the telephone rang downstairs. I remember this distinctly for the reason you will now hear. The man answered the telephone, and he called, "Hey, Pete." My name isn't Peter. It was for somebody else. My grandmother was perfectly healthy, and there's nothing to it. Now what we have to do is to accumulate a large number of these in order to fight the few cases when it could happen. It could happen. It might have occurred. It's not impossible. And from then on, am I supposed to believe in the miracle that I can tell when my grandmother is dying from something in my head? Another thing about these anecdotes is that all the conditions are not described, and for that reason I describe another less happy circumstance. I met a girl at about 13 or 14 whom I loved very much, and we took about 13 years to get married. It's not my present wife, as you will see. And she got tuberculosis and had it, actually, for several years. And when she got tuberculosis, I gave her a clock, which had nice big numbers, that turned over rather than ones with a dial, and she liked it. The day she got sick, I gave it to her, and she kept it by the side of her bed for 4, 5, 6 years while she got sicker and sicker. And ultimately she died. She died at 9:22 in the evening, and the clock stopped at 9:22 in the evening and never went again. Fortunately, I noticed some part of the anecdote I have to tell you. After 5 years, the clock gets kind of weak in the knees. Every once in a while, I had to fix it, so the wheels were loose. And secondly, the nurse who had to write on the death certificate the time of death, because the light was low in the room, took the clock and turned it up a little bit to see the numbers a little bit better and put it down. If I hadn't noticed that, again, I would be in some trouble. So one must be very careful in such anecdotes to remember all the conditions, and even the ones that you don't notice may be the explanation of the mystery. So in short, you can't prove anything by one occurrence or two occurrences, and so on. Everything has to be checked out very carefully. Otherwise, you become one of these people who believe all kinds of crazy stuff and don't understand the world they're in. Nobody understands the world they're in, but some people are better off at it than others.